Today, let's talk about platforms. Microsoft, Google, they're all making a play on platforms. What does it mean, and what do you need to do as a solution provider? This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I was asked by a Patreon about my thinking on Google's recent rebranding of G Suite to Google Workspace. The Patreon was focused on the positioning. Was Google betting on a younger workforce preferring Google products over Microsoft 365? Was a focus on better UX and simplicity going to drive those younger workers and SMBs to the product? Great question. The rebranding itself is fine, and I'm no brand expert, but I think Google Workspace is a better name than G Suite. As I mentioned on October 6th episode of The Business of Tech, Microsoft and Google are both focused on their subscription bundle, and each wants to ensure that consumers and businesses are both consuming their services on a monthly recurring basis. That said, let's discuss the idea of locking in the platform, because that is what is at stake here, and why platforms matter in general. Quoting the Harvard Business Review, by building a digital platform, other businesses can easily connect their business with yours, build products and services on top of it, and co-create value. The success of a platform strategy is determined by three factors. First, connection. How easily others can plug into the platform to share and transact. Two, gravity. How well the platform attracts participants, both producers and consumers. And three, flow. How well the platform fosters the exchange and co-creation of value. For those of us in technology services, the operating system has generally been the platform we've built businesses on recently. It was hardware prior for sure, and just like all things, you moved up the stack. This is why Windows was so critically important to most solution provider businesses in the aughts, because everything plugged into that platform. And so, if you managed that platform, you were keeper of the castle. Then the smartphone came and disrupted all that. It's easy to see. Where Windows was once 95% of the market, it's now around 36%. Android is the actual dominant operating system. Each company involved in this battle is moving to deliver more, because delivering just an operating system isn't enough. Thus, they look to deliver the business solutions as the platform, and enter Microsoft 365 and Google Workplace. Here's where this also gets interesting, because a dark horse has entered this race due to their lucky positioning when the pandemic hit, and that's Zoom. Zoom has released Zaps, which are apps you can use within the platform to improve productivity and create engaging experiences. Don't think I'm saying that Zoom is the same as M365 or Google Workplace. It's not, but it is in the important piece. The value of M365 or Google is not in the email, but in the business process on top of it. If a platform is connection, meaning how easily others plug in, share, and transact, gravity, how well it attracts participants, and flow, how well it fosters exchange and value, you can see how video collaboration is so key becoming part of that platform. Will we spend more time in video chat or in email? It may seem like a silly question. It's not. Let's pause for a moment here and understand the value to the vendor who builds a platform. This is a fantastic place to be, because not only do you sell your core platform, any business who plugs in will also act as your sales team because they've built on top of you. The platform itself acts as a marketing agent because of that gravity element. Take Zoom as an example. It spreads because it's valuable on its own, and in becoming a platform, those who now sell virtual events within it act as those sales agents. If your virtual event charges to attend, you're also paying Zoom for its use. You're paying for those tools around it. It makes you significantly more sticky and embeds you much further into your customers. This is also why the workplace platform is so critical, and why Microsoft and Google are fighting over it. There's a reason Google Meet is popping up in every other Google product. For technology services companies, take a moment and think about this for why your tools providers want to be your platform. If they position themselves as the connection for plugging in everything with that mythical single pane of glass, the gravity by trying to pull everything into their systems, and flow by showcasing the value they provide, that's the end goal. All makes sense. And when the operating system was the platform you generated more value, this made total sense. Now, here's the reason you care. If you've been thinking about infrastructure for your career, the valuable piece of the infrastructure you care about is now that business layer. It's M365, Google Workplace, Zoom, that collection of platforms. Helping customers unlock that value requires technical skills. And as one of my Patreons observed in a chat, consulting related to policies and procedures is of equal importance to the technology. And providers may need fewer sysadmins and engineers while needing more policy writers and trainers. It's a spot-on comment. Policy writers and trainers are business results people. And this isn't technical skills, but business ones. And it's unlikely owners are converting sysadmins into these roles. This is the need for cloud management. M365, Google Workplace, Zoom, everything here is cloud SaaS, and the tools you've relied on in the past aren't helping much. Here's my concern. Providers have a potential skills gap and a technology gap at the same time. Sure, those who solve this problem will do exceptionally well. That said, vendors have an opportunity to make this easier, and so far, I've not identified someone who has. Now, we're not going to wait for vendors to solve this problem. My action plan for services companies is to get smart about their platform of choice, and it better not be at the operating system level. And it should also not be your internal platform. Your choice right now is about which platform you support for your customers' businesses. Microsoft is something of a lead and an obvious choice, and I get that for many providers. I'm quite high on Microsoft from a strategy point of view. I don't want to be dismissive of Google, however. There are waves of students graduating that know Chromebooks as their device of choice, and that means their platform is Google Workplace. A platform could be Salesforce. If you're playing above the infrastructure level at all, you're building businesses here. The key is picking one and then running with it. Because just like you wouldn't be building a business on TCP/IP as the platform, you need to be moving well above operating systems entirely. The water level has risen well above that, and those below are drowning. They may just not know it yet. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.